listening to the Loving BDSM podcast. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the there's no way you're properly caffeinated yet, John Brownstone. No,
I'm not. I honestly do not think there is enough caffeine for me today.
No, I agree. Yesterday was the same for me. Yeah, we'll just mainline coffee and be done with it. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're here to talk about, though.
No.
This week, we're answering a question from a submissive who's been tasked with coming up with ideas of punishments and rewards for their power exchange to be part of the conversation with their dom, but they don't know where to begin.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, hopefully we can give some insight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome to the Loving BDSM podcast. If you're new here, we help kinksters like you have happy, healthy power exchange relationships. Add the podcast to your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like us to answer your question in an upcoming one of these, we have a contact page called Ask Your Questions on our website at lovingbdsm.net. That's lovingbdsm.net. Or you can use the link in the show notes for this episode. Okay, let's get into the question.
All right. Deep dive.
I'm a sub, but I don't have that much experience yet, and my dom just told me to make a list about 10 possible punishments I would be okay with and 10 rewards I'd like. He wants to get to know me better and what I like, and he said I should think about it for myself as well, but I have no idea what I should write down. I know I'm especially into public and exhibition and stuff and a little bit of pet play, but I'm not sure what type of punishments or rewards there would be for that. So my question is, what can I write down on my list? So I like the fact that the dom's like, I want you to go away and think about this.
Right.
So we can talk about this together.
Sure. That, you know, that I like that myself, because it's not just the dom saying, okay, this is what's going to be, you know. No, you know, let's think about this and we'll talk about it. That in and of itself is spot on, okay?
Yeah, and it's definitely a good sign the dom's like, I need to get to know you better and this will help me.
Yes.
Love that. Love a dom who's like, no, I don't know it all and I don't know you yet and we're going to work together.
We're going to figure this out.
Right. Yep. Now, the thing is, my first thought, and we've talked several times about punishments and rewards and how to figure them out, because it can be complicated. Sure. Once you figure them out, I think in retrospect, you go, oh, that was probably, I think I overthought that, but I get why it happens.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, what do you want the punishments and rewards to do, right? Mm-hmm. Are the punishments meant to be kind of a kinky game? Are the punishments meant to deter bad behavior, whatever, however y'all define bad behavior in your dynamic?
Do you have bratty tendencies and this is just going to be like, you know, the push and pull of the of the dynamic?
Are you wanting to change habits, go through some submissive training, learn new rules, and punishment might be a tool that helps you remember because you're trying to avoid a punishment? So on the punishment side and the reward side, I think the very first thing, you could talk about it together, you could think about it on your own, both is ideal. What are these punishments and rewards supposed to be doing? Are rewards meant to be a positive reinforcement so that you did a good thing, you remembered a rule, you're working on changing a habit, you're rewarded for that? Is it, again, goes back to a kink thing, did you, you know, do something difficult or challenging and now your dom is proud of you and wants to reward you with some fuckery? Like, what is the purpose of the reward? Once you kind of know that, then you can start thinking about what those things might be.
And you know, rewards can go a lot bigger than that too. You know, you need to kind of think about, well, you know, what are the things I like outside of kink? You know, do you have any hobbies? Do you have you know, for example, one reward, do you like having your nails done? You know, a reward could be either getting a new type of nail polish or going and getting your nails done.
Right. It can't, a reward can be kinky. You know, you mentioned some of the things that you think you're probably into. You know, a reward can be, we're going to do a special scene, a scene we don't normally do. We're going to go to a special kink place, a place we don't normally go to. Yeah, you have to, in figuring out punishments and rewards, what are you trying to accomplish with it? Who are you as a person? What do you enjoy? Again, yes, absolutely outside of kink and then within kink. Now, with punishments, consequences is another way to think of those. If it's meant to deter behavior or punish broken rules or missteps or whatever, there it's, I don't know if it's more complicated. I think that's up to the individual, but it can be a little bit more complicated because in our opinion, whatever the punishment is, it needs to be a deterrent. It needs to be something that you would allow to happen to you, or you mm-hmm. would allow yourself to do, but you want to avoid it, right? The most common one I get, and I haven't had it in a long time because I work very hard to be a good girl, is corner time. Go stand in the corner. I mean, that's something about it drives me batty.
Or writing lines.
Oh, I don't like that either. Part of it's low-key kind of the embarrassment of, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I'm going to go stand in this corner or write lines. Part of it is the it takes me away from the thing I was doing, the thing I'd rather be doing, right? You know, when you're thinking of what potential punishments might be for you that you mm-hmm. consent to, that can be tough, because I think most of us are like, well, I don't want to think of the stuff I don't want to right. do. And how could I consent to something mm-hmm. I don't want to do? Well, it's sort of the, yeah, I know. I mean, it's kind of like for me, like doing laundry. I don't want to do laundry, but I'm gonna, because I like to not, right. you know, wear dirty clothes. So I don't want to go stand in the corner time. But part of the agreement we have in our power exchange is if right. I misbehave that much and I run mm-hmm. my mouth that much, well, yeah. that's the consequence.
And you know, there that just made me think of something, too, because, you know, like in certain aspects of life, you know, being made to scrub the toilets. You yes. know, or, you know, you don't like cleaning the kitchen. Well, you know what? You're going to get a punishment and you're going to clean the kitchen. You know, and I think part of the thing is people tend to think, well, you know, punishment, and they group it into the kink lifestyle. But punishment can go a little bit beyond that, just like the rewards can. Mm-hmm. You know, do you stop every day on your way to work for a coffee? You know, well, you know what? You've been bad today. You're not going to get that coffee today.
Right. It's a in those cases, it's a temporary pain that's not going to, like, mm-hmm. actually cause harm. That is an inconvenience, or you get a right. minor disappointment. But it's enough that maybe the next time you did the thing that would yeah. get the punishment, you go, oh, I remember that feeling. Now, can punishment be kinky? Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be punishment, which is where, oh, no, mm-hmm. I'm pretending to do a bad thing to get a kinky activity. You can use kink as punishment, but I think you need to be careful, because one, it's easy to cross a line. Two, it's easy to tell yourself that you'll accept this punishment, mm-hmm. but actually what you're doing is breaking your own boundaries.
Right. And, so. You know, the thing you got to think of with that, with kink punishments, this one here, hi Kayla, is a masochist. Okay. So if I told her, you know, you did something that's way out of line, you know, you're in trouble and you're going to get punished. If I were to tell her, well, you know, you're getting a spanking, you're getting a paddling, you're getting a flogging, that is not a punishment to her.
No, 99.9% of the time, no, that will not be a punishment.
She's like, bring it on. Now, if I were to say, okay, you have been bad and you're getting hit with a crop or a cane.
Right.
That would be a punishment.
But now, if you do that, and I was actually sitting here thinking, I was like, yeah, if you told me that you were going to cane me, that's a punishment. Like, I can take one or two smacks of the cane as part of an overall scene, mm-hmm. but if the scene is just caning, or the caning is used as the punishment, I'd have to take some time to think about if I consent to that or not.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I want you to think about when you're trying to decide mm-hmm. if certain kink activities that you do not really enjoy that much would be right for as a punishment or a consequence, because again, you don't want to cross your own hard limits, right?
Yeah.
You also don't want to turn something that might one day be a thing you'd be willing to do and to do in a fun positive way into something that you detest. If we decided that my punishments were canings, I don't think me personally, I could allow a cane into a scene beyond that, or I would need time for that, or it would depend on how often I got canings. Like, I'm thankfully, knock on wood, somebody who does not get dealt consequences very often. I work very hard at that. I work very hard to not get consequences.
Yeah, give her that.
So could a once every few years caning still make it okay for a cane to be allowed in a scene for me? Probably. But if I was acting out left, right, and center, no. Eventually, I'm going to look at that cane as the enemy. Or I'm going to become So used to it,
desensitized.
That it's less effective.
Yeah.
So yes, a lot of people like to, you know, I've seen power exchange relationships where the sub or the bottom is like, I do not like spankings. Well, guess what they get as a punishment now. You have to be able to consent to that with your whole ass and your whole heart, right? Like, that can't be forced on you and it be healthy and okay. But I always like to caution folks that if you're crossing your own boundaries within a punishment, I think that can become toxic for you over time. So just be careful about that. Now, for the person who's waited with bated breath, whether it's the original person who asked the question or somebody else, for us to just throw out ideas, we don't like to do that.
Right. But, and that's something that I was just thinking about, because, you know, we get asked a lot between the two of us, you know, what can I do for punishment? Mm-hmm. You know, and it is a good valid question, but it is hard to give an answer for that, a definitive answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, because one person's punishment is another person's punishment.
And one person's punishment is another person's hard limit. You're not doing that to me. I'm not consenting to that.
Punishments tend to be very personal. That's what makes them punishments. All right? Like, when we were long distance, one of the things, because she was always on Tumblr at that time, like a few times, you know, okay, you're staying off Tumblr tonight, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, the punishments and even rewards are things that are very personal, you know. And also at the time, like, we had a reward chart for you at one point, and you had put things down, and because you were walking a lot, you were exercising, a water bottle was one of your requests.
There was one I coveted, and I currently still have like 85 million water bottles. And Jamie was like, we don't need this right now. You don't need this today. And even I was like, I want it, but I don't need it today.
Yeah.
So then I was willing to work towards it, because I really wanted it. I wanted to earn it. So it again, it goes back to the very beginning. What are the punishments and rewards meant to do for you and in your power exchange? From there, you can then start kind of figuring out, what do I really want that maybe I don't get a lot of? That can be a really satisfying reward. That could be kinky or vanilla. Yeah. Doesn't matter. With consequences, it comes down to, what would I dread? What would I try to avoid? But I would still consent to. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you some common ones. We already mentioned corner time and writing lines. Those tend to be fairly common for caregiver little dynamics, but not necessarily. Anybody can use that. I was once threatened with having to eat something spicy. Not by JB, by a former Dom, because I was running my mouth. I made sure not to have to do that. JB has withdrawn treats and privileges.
Yep.
That can be a punishment. Rewards, deeply personal. Earned goodies. We did a star chart. Like, just seeing the little gold star was enough for me sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Or as a treat or a reward, I may get a scene where it's all about the stuff I love that JB is willing to do. He doesn't cross his own boundaries.
Right.
But when we do an impact scene, there's going to be a stinging pain, a burning pain, a sensation that makes me like go, no, ow, ow. Whereas I would prefer like the deep tissue massage of a thud sensation. Well, as a reward, I might get that. So, you know, we can't tell you what punishments should be. We cannot tell you what rewards should be. We can only tell you how to go about trying to figure it out what works for you.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get it. Your job's like, right, 10 of these down and 10 of those down. And you might get to 5 and 4 and your mind might go blank. Hopefully within your dynamic, the effort is going to be what was rewarded, and you're not going to, you know, air quote, get in trouble because you didn't do it to the letter of the task, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about sitting with yourself a little bit and thinking about what you really like and what you don't really like and why the thing is happening, and then having the conversation with your partner to say, here are some things I thought of, because the more mind you get on a topic, the more ideas will flow. So you might come up with one idea for a reward, but in the explaining of why this is a reward to your partner might go, oh, if this kind of thing is a reward for you, what about this, 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 and this? And you might go, I never thought of that. So put what you can down as ideas, bring it to your partner and then have mm-hmm. the conversation from there. Yeah. And it may grow mm-hmm. from there. But yeah, it's all deeply personal.
Yeah.
You know, if it's going to be effective, it needs to be personal.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that is it for that. Thanks for listening to this week's Q&A episode. If you want us to answer one of your questions, just use the contact page on our website at lovingbdsm.net, or you can find the link in the show notes. Big thanks, as always, to our kinky community over on Patreon. We're able to do this podcast and keep it going and help kinksters due to your support. If you'd like to be part of our community and get access to extra content and a Discord server with a group of super cool, super nice kinksters, you can do that. Just join us at patreon.com/KaylaLords. That's patreon.com/KaylaLords, or use the link in the show notes.